Back now at KCRW Studios, it's Greater LA. I'm Steve Chiotakis. You just heard from Juan Matute inside the car, the UCLA researcher who's pretty optimistic about the promise of driverless technology, but not everyone is. Self-driving cars have faced plenty of critical scrutiny, and that only got worse after an incident in San Francisco that involved another brand of automated car.
Cruise is recalling its driverless robo-taxis as it faces an uphill battle to regain public trust.
General Motors, which owns Cruise, says the recall comes after a crash that involved a Cruise car dragging a pedestrian in San Francisco in October.
Now, that horrible event certainly got a lot of folks wondering if driverless technology is really ready for prime time. Peter Norton is a professor at the University of Virginia and a historian of transportation policy and infrastructure. He's one of the folks who's raised a lot of critical questions about driverless cars. Professor, welcome to you.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
We just took a ride in a Waymo. It got us where we wanted to go. It got us there safely. Driverless car companies actually claim their cars are safer than human drivers, or at least have the potential to be. Do you believe that?
Well, you know, you could have a very safe car if it doesn't go. And I'm not just being flippant here because, of course, one way to make your company have a good safety record is to have the car be so cautious that it can't get you there in any reasonable amount of time because it's constantly braking and going very slowly. So it's a kind of a trick question, I would say.
And we noticed that in the Waymo, that it took maybe a longer route, or it took a safer route, or it did make a lot of stops. But it also, in the ride, veered when a door opened on a parallel parked car, or there was a bicyclist or a pedestrian walking. It was very attentive to those things.
Yeah, the people who operate these, the companies, have a very tough dilemma. And so far, I don't think it's a dilemma they can solve, which is, either it's going to be as cautious as you experienced and therefore not give you the kind of ride you would want to get if you had a Uber or something like that. On the other hand, if they make the vehicle compete with a human-driven vehicle in terms of its speed and convenience, then it's going to be much more dangerous than a human-driven car because the tech just can't match the skill of a human driver.
What kind of proof do you have of that? Is that just anecdotal evidence, or are there studies, research that's been done that proves that?
There is a lot of research. Now, we are in some degree limited by the fact that a lot of the data we need to really have the kind of evaluation you're talking about is not publicly available. But we do have enough data to know, for example, that when there have been self-driven vehicles that were convenient enough and fast enough to be attractive to riders, that they've taken chances. It was a driverless Uber that killed a pedestrian in Phoenix, Arizona in 2018. And we know that that vehicle was detecting the pedestrian that it struck about 6 seconds before it struck her. And that the reason it didn't apply the brakes is that Uber was concerned that a vehicle that was cautious enough to brake any time there was a chance that it was heading up toward a person would be a vehicle that was so cautious it just wouldn't be worth paying for. And then we've more recently seen the other extreme taken, where Cruise and Waymo vehicles, in an attempt to avoid that kind of public relations disaster, are driving very slowly and very cautiously, and sometimes, in fact, just sort of freezing in place because it can't interpret scenes that it hasn't been trained on. And humans are different in that respect. We can sort of interpret a scene we've never seen before by applying the experience we've had from driving over the years. But that requires a kind of inference making, a kind of extrapolation, a kind of generalizing that a robotic car just can't match.
Do you think a robotic car, the technology driving that robotic car, will ever catch up? Do you think there is a chance, or there is that technology that will equal the human response time?
Certainly that possibility is there. My concern is that in pursuing that long shot, at the expense of a lot of money and a lot of time, and also some real-world experimentation on public streets with public citizens as part of the experimental test rig, so to speak, that we're pursuing, you know, sort of going the wrong direction. We're pursuing a far-fetched goal that's very expensive to pursue, and even that, in the best case scenario, doesn't actually yield very much relative to what you can get in a human-driven taxi or Uber or Lyft.
You're in Charlottesville, Virginia, university town, obviously. LA here is much bigger, built around cars, and there's a big first-mile, last-mile problem when it comes to the transit stops and the bus stops and everything else, getting people from where the transit goes to their ultimate destination. And I wonder, you know, couldn't driverless cars be a good part of a solution to that problem?
Conceivably, yes, but something on the order of $100 to $200 billion has already been spent developing these robotic cars. And I think it's fair at this point to ask, shouldn't we expect them to be working well? And by well, I mean as good as a human-driven Uber, taxi, or Lyft. Shouldn't we expect that from them by now? If not, is it time to recognize that this has been a misguided errand from the beginning? And to your point, yeah, an Uber, a taxi, a Lyft can be a great way to make your public transit work a little more practically because of that last mile problem. But, you know, whether making that vehicle, that taxi, a robo-taxi, gives us anything any better than the status quo is far from clear. And in fact, we could have the public transportation system and service improve if we sent more of our resources in that direction.
You know, I wonder if you look at all of this, your reluctance, of course, noted, do you think this is going to happen, whether you like it or not?
Of course, I don't know. My guess is that it will never happen if by happen we mean that these companies can actually operate as companies are supposed to operate, making a profit off of these services, making them sort of paying free market business enterprises. The reason why they appear to work to some degree right now is that the companies engaged in these enterprises are willing to lose a lot of money. Whether a system works, it is not just, you know, can it work at unlimited cost? I think the better question is, can it be cost effective? And if I had to predict, I would say, no, we will never have cost effective robo-taxi services.
Peter Norton, professor and historian of transportation and urban mobility at the University of Virginia. Professor, thanks for coming on and talking with us. We appreciate it.
Hey, it's been my pleasure.